On a hot afternoon this past summer, 6-year-old Takara Morgan was outside with her mom and grandma, Johnny Morris, in front of their home at the corner of 60th and Polina.
I was sitting on the porch right there. Her mom was sitting right there. And Sakari was sitting on the step. When the bullies come, coming right.
Her grandpa, Arthur Morris, was in the basement, fixing Takara's bicycle.
The guys came off of 59th Street down there in that next block. Shoot. They pulled onto the intersection right there and shot about 30 or 40 times at the intersection. Who they were shooting at come running this way. When they turned and went through there, that's about 6 or 7 bullets hit this house. The bullet hole right over there. If I had been sitting right here, probably that bullet right there probably would have got me. See that hole through the wall there?
So we jumped up to run in the house. So when we got in the house, I said, ooh, let me look, see that I get shot. And my daughter did too, Sakaria's mother. So she said, did my daughter get shot? So she raised up her shirt, you know, and she seen her intestine gushing out. She said, oh my God, you know, we went through a thing, right? Hollering, and because we didn't know how bad it was, you know. She only 6 years old.
Morris says it took forever for paramedics to arrive, but eventually they came and took Takara to the hospital. She survived.
She's gonna have that scar in her stomach the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah.
She gonna remember that from that scar in her stomach.
A WBEZ review of police data shows that there were 41 shootings last year in which a child younger than 14 was killed or wounded. 41 is a staggering number, even in the midst of Chicago's violent year. It's almost the same as the number of kids shot in 2013, 2014, and 2015 combined. And the spike in young victims is much bigger than the spike in overall shootings. So why is it happening? Johnny and Arthur Morris think the people who are doing the shooting now don't care as much as they used to about accidentally hitting innocent victims.
They don't care no more. They don't even care about life anymore. These young kids now, they don't care about life. I don't think they care about their own life.
How can you care about somebody else when you don't care about yourself? You got to first love your own self before you love somebody else.
This is a sentiment I've heard a lot from people in the neighborhoods most racked by gun violence, that there is a callousness in the shooters that didn't used to be there, that what used to be unthinkable is now just seen as inevitable collateral damage.
When you have a police-involved incident in a community, there's a lot of outrage. There's no outrage when you see a young kid killed by a gang member, and I don't understand that.
This is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
People just are not as outraged as they should be, because they should be. Anytime a child gets injured as a result of someone firing a weapon in the community, all of us should take pause for concern.
And Johnson says that lack of outrage makes it difficult to solve these crimes. City data shows Chicago police have made an arrest in just 3 of the 41 shootings this year. So 41 young children were shot, and police have made arrests in only 3 of the cases. That's less than 10%.
People aren't coming forward with that information that we need to solve these crimes. Because let's face it, the police very rarely witness a shooting or a murder.
There has been no arrest in the shooting that wounded 6-year-old Takara Morgan. And while her grandpa, Arthur Morris, says he's frustrated no one has come forward, he points the finger directly at the police.
Well, I'll tell you who I blame. I blame them. Because you know why? Let one of them get shot. One gets shot this morning at 10 o'clock, 5 o'clock this evening. They ain't got whoever shot him or her. But one of us,
they look for
somebody to shoot me or you once. In the presence of you. They're looking for him then. They tell him, well, we looking for him. But when he turn that corner around there, he ain't worried about it. His mind him flipped somewhere else. He ain't looking.
But you know, so much crimes out here now, till they even saw that.
Right.
There's so much killing and all that. They got their hands full. Police got their hands full.
Superintendent Johnson says that's why he's planning to promote 350 new detectives over the next 2 years.
So that'll be roughly 40% more than we have right now. So that would decrease their caseload and give them the ability to spend more time in solving some of these crimes.
Meanwhile, Johnny Morris says they're still shooting in West Englewood.
I used to walk up and down the street, right? They shoot so much that I'm afraid to walk them down the street anymore, for real. I am. because if I go this way, I might meet a bullet. Go that way, I might meet one.
Arthur Morris says he hopes his granddaughter will forget about the shooting by the time she becomes an adult, because right now, it still affects her every day.
The city was working yesterday down there. They picked up that grid, big old slab of metal, and dropped it. Well, she jumped and looked. She said, what was that, granddad? I said, them people working down there. Yeah, she don't like no noise since
gonna,
that.
She's going to get out the way, and I don't blame her.
And Morris says Takara now watches cars closely when they pass by the house. And he says a few weeks ago, Takara was playing in the family's front room when they heard 3 or 4 gunshots from about a block away. He says Takara lay flat on her stomach, and the 6-year-old started yelling to her family members, get on the floor, get down. I'm Patrick Smith.